In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. We have started the book of Hebrews. Let me tell you what's happening. Many of the Hebrew Christians are being, disillusioned being Christians. They have in their times of worship bread and wine. And they're looking back at the high priest and how he was dressed, and the high priest, how things had happened in the Jewish experience. And they're longing for the days back, and they're becoming unfaithful. Therefore, chapter 3, brothers and sisters, holy partners in a heavenly call, consider that Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession, he is the apostle and high priest of our confession. He is the Lord. Angels worship him. He's greater than the angels. Angels worship him. What angel did God say, "Thou art my son, today I have begotten thee"? He said that to Jesus. Jesus is the eternally begotten of the Father. So we want to hold to our confession that Jesus is the apostle and high priest of our confession. And he was faithful to the one who appointed him. That's the Father. Just as Moses also was faithful in all God's house, yet Jesus is worthy of more glory than Moses. Why? Jesus is Lord. And then it's going to give you an example. Jesus is worthy of more glory than Moses, just as the builder of the house has more honor than the house itself. Jesus is the builder of the house. For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God. Yes, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is God. Now, Moses was faithful in all God's house as a servant to testify to the things that would happen later. Christ, however, was faithful over God's house as a son. As a son. He is the Son of God. Today I have begotten you. Thou art my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask for me of the nations, O Lord, I ask for the nations. I ask for the nations from the Son of God, that God would give me the nations to preach to, that people would come to know Jesus Christ, that they would come to give their life to Jesus, they would come to the Eucharist and receive the Eucharist. Oh yes, Lord, I ask you to do this in the name of Jesus. And we are his house, if we hold firm the confidence and the pride that belong to hope. In other words, the confidence that we had at the beginning, we are the house of God if we hold to that confidence. See, they were starting to get shaky. They were starting to think that they wanted to go back to the Hebrew worship. And yet Jesus died as the lamb that was sacrificed and rose from the dead. They belong to hope. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden not your hearts as in the rebellion. Today I celebrated Mass and I started to talk to the people that we hear all these thoughts going through our head, that we're stupid, that we're not going to amount to much, that we're going to get sick. And I said, this is the butcher. This is not God. This is the butcher trying to plant seeds in our head. This is the butcher. Do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. Now, why did they harden their hearts? They did not believe. They were unbelieving. As on the day of testing in the wilderness, where your ancestors put me to the test, though they had seen all my works. For 40 years, therefore, I was angry with that generation. They saw all my works. They saw me open the Red Sea. They saw me releasing them from Egypt. They saw me opening the Red Sea and walking through dry shod. They saw me pouring out manna for food and quail for food and a rock that was struck and water started to come out of it. They saw all these things, and yet they're forgetting things. They're saying, well, you know, it's better to be Jewish. We have the high priest, and he's decked out in all these clothes. And I'm going to tell you, the high priest was just for its time. Jesus is our high priest. He is the high priest and apostle of our salvation. Therefore, I was angry with that generation. Why? Because they did not believe. And I said, they always go astray in their hearts. They didn't believe. And they have not known my ways. Do you know the ways of God? Do you know the ways of God? Today, in the Acts of the Apostles, the apostles were sharing with each other all the things that God had done to the Gentiles. They knew the ways of God. Do we know the ways of God? On Saturday, there was a young man with the couldn't raise his arms. They were like stuck, and we prayed 3 or 4 times and he raised his arms. Yes, we saw that. Jesus healed this guy. I didn't do it. Jesus healed this guy. There was another person with a neck injury, and I prayed and nothing happened. He was impatient too. I wanted to pray again, but he left. As in anger, I swore, they will not enter into my rest. Are you entering into the rest of the Lord? Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe God. Believe also in me. There is a rest for those who believe. A rest. And you know, at one time we were experiencing the presence of the Holy Spirit. And you know what he said? In my rest you will continue to do greater things that you would do than in your trying. Yes, in my rest, you will do greater things than in your trying to do things for me. I tell you, we need that rest of God. They will not enter into my rest. Take care, brothers and sisters, that none of you have an evil, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. Yes, in other words, continue to believe. Continue to give your life to Jesus. Continue to think about how God wants to use you. Consider to think that Jesus is the author and finisher of our salvation. Just continue to believe, but exhort one another every day as long as it is called today. Exhort one another. Tell them, oh, there's nothing else but Jesus. As Sadie used to say, no one can help you but Jesus, for no one but Jesus knows how. I tell you, Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega. Jesus is the apostle and high priest of our confession. Our confession has to do with Jesus as being Lord, so that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partners of Christ. Do you realize you're a partner of the Lord Jesus Christ? That God wants to use you? That God wants to do things for you and through you? Do you realize you are a partner with the Lord Jesus Christ in the power of the Spirit? In the power of the Holy Spirit? If only we are partners of Christ, if only we hold our first confidence firm to the end. See, they were losing their first confidence. They were thinking about the temple. They were thinking about the high priest. And they're thinking, you know, we have bread and wine that become the body and blood of Christ. It's not very attractive. But you know, they were to hold on to their first confidence to the end. As it is said, today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the rebellion. Now, who were they who heard and were rebellious, was it not all those who left Egypt under the leadership of Moses? Yes. But with whom was he angry for 40 years? Was it not those who sinned, whose bodies fell in the wilderness, and to whom did he swear that they would not enter into his rest, if not for those who were disobedient? So we see that they were unable to enter because of unbelief. Let me tell you something. We were all graduated from the school of unbelief. It is easier not to believe than to believe. And all of us have graduated from the school of unbelief. It is time to get into the scriptures and learn the school of faith. The school of faith that holds on to our first love, our first confession, that holds on, that continues to believe, so that we can enter into the rest. Chapter 4, therefore, while the promise of entering his rest is still open, let us take care that none of us should seem to have failed to reach it. In other words, keep on believing. Believing who? Believing that Jesus, our Lamb, was sacrificed and he has been raised from the dead. Believe that he was buried and raised from the dead. Believe that you are in him and he is in you. Believe. It has to do with faith. It has to do with faith. Believe. For indeed the good news came to us just as it did to them, but the message they heard did not benefit them. No. They traveled 40 years in the desert because of their unbelief. What about you? Are you a believer today? What about me? Is my faith in the person of Jesus, who is the author and finisher of my faith? Where is your faith? Is it in the person of Jesus? And if it is, you're in good standing. If it's not, I don't know where you are. I don't know where you are. But you know what? It's time to repent and surrender your life to Jesus Christ. Because they were not united by faith with those who listened. For we who have believed enter that rest, just as God said, as in my anger I swore, they shall not enter into my rest. Though his works were finished at the foundation of the world, for in one place it speaks about the seventh day, and it follows that God rested on the seventh day from all of his works. How do we enter into the rest of God? Through faith. Through faith. Don't give up your faith. Don't give up your first confidence. Don't give up your first love. And not enter into my rest, since therefore it remains open for some to enter it, and those who formerly received the good news fail to enter because of not only lack of faith, but disobedience. Obedience is the word that comes from obedere, to listen to. We need to be obedient. The scripture says Christ became obedient unto death, even death upon a cross. He was the suffering servant who was obedient to the Father. We are to be obedient to Jesus and to the Father in the power of the Holy Spirit. Again, he sets a certain day, today, saying through David much later in the words already quoted, today if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Joshua had given them rest, God would not speak later about another day. So then a Sabbath rest still remains for the people of God who believe. Who believe in Jesus. Who believe that he is the author and finisher of our salvation and our faith. Who believe that he is the apostle of our confidence. Who believe that he is the great high priest, whoever lives to make intercession for us. For those who enter God's rest also cease from their labors as God did from his. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest so that no one fall to such disobedience as theirs. Indeed, the Word of God, listen to this, the Word of God is living, active, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing until it divides soul from spirit and joints from marrow. The Word of God. When's the last time you're in the Word of God? The Word of God is active, living, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing until it divides soul from spirit, joints from marrow. It is able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. What is the Word of God? The Word of God made flesh is, what's his name? His name is Jesus. And before him no creature is hidden, but all are naked and laid bare to the eyes of the one to whom we must render an account. Who do we render an account to? To Jesus, the high priest. And it all depends on faith. Grace through faith, yes, how we need to continue to believe, how we need to hold fast our first confidence in Jesus, our first love with Jesus. Jesus, the great high priest. Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast to our confession. Yes, that we believe. The confession we learned at the beginning through hearing the Word of God. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who in every respect has been tested as we are, yet without sin. Jesus had every temptation that you go through, but without sin. Let me tell you, temptation is not a sin. Jesus was tempted. He did not sin. When we give in to the temptation, that's what we call sin. Let's continue. Let us therefore approach the throne of grace with boldness. We can approach the Father's throne with boldness through the blood of the Lamb and through the power of the resurrection. We don't have to say, "Poor Father, help me." No, Father, in the name of Jesus, I enter the Holy of Holies and I ask you, Lord, to heal Marie. Let her know how much you love her. To heal her completely by the power of your cross. Yes. We can enter the throne of grace with boldness so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Are you in time of need today? Are you needy today? I am. So we can find grace in time of need. I'm telling you, I'm needy and poor, and I can find grace in my neediness and in my poverty. We are called to be obedient. We are called to be faithful. We are called to let Jesus Christ cut between the spirit and the soul. He is the Word of God made flesh. Chapter 5. Every high priest chosen from among men is put in charge of things pertaining to God on their behalf, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins, but not only for sins, but for their own sins. He is able to deal gently with the ignorant and wayward, since he himself is subject to weakness. And because of this, he must offer sacrifice for his own sins, as well as for those of the people. Jesus is the high priest who did not offer sacrifice for his own sins. He was without sin. He offered his body as a living sacrifice for your sins and my sins, our sins. Believe that. Believe that. That's true. And one does not presume to take this honor of being high priest, but takes it only when called by God, just as Aaron was. Aaron was the high priest. Moses was the prophet. So also Christ did not glorify himself in becoming a high priest, but he is appointed by one who said to him, "You are my son. Today I have begotten you." As he says in another place, you are a priest forever, a priest according to the order of Melchizedek. In the flesh, in the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications, especially in the garden. He offered a prayer, Father, if this cup can pass away, let it be, not my will, but yours be done. And he started to bleed out of his head. It was so intense. With loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death. And he was heard through his reverence and through his submission. Although he was a son, he learned obedience to what he suffered. I tell you, no one likes suffering. But everyone suffers in their own way. And we need to be obedient and faithful in our suffering. Yes, you might be wanting to get pregnant and you can't get pregnant and you're suffering. You're suffering. Listen, ask God to open your womb. Ask God to make you fruitful. Ask God to say, you are my son, my daughter. Today I have begotten you. Having been made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation. Jesus Christ is the source of eternal salvation. There is salvation in no other name but in the name of Jesus. Do you know that today? Do you know that today? We are not saved in the name of Pope Francis. We are not saved in the name of Father Tom. We are not saved in the name of Moses. We are saved in the name of Jesus. There is no other name under heaven or earth by which we are to be saved. Do you know that today? It's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. And having been made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. Do you obey him? If he tells you to do something, do you do it? I need to tell you this. Sometimes I don't obey him. I think I have the better way. And you know where it ends up? No place. It ends up no place. Obedience, to listen to God, not to the butcher who wants you dead, who comes to kill, steal, and destroy you, but to God and Christ who comes to give you life and life more abundant. Jesus, having been designated by God a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. About this we have much to say that is hard to explain, since you have become dull in understanding. You see, he's telling them the truth. You people have become dull in understanding. You're not being obedient. You're not holding on to your first confidence. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again about the basic elements of the oracles of God. You need milk, not solid food. For everyone who lives on milk is still an infant and is unskilled in the word of righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, for those whose faculties have become trained by practice to distinguish good from evil. What are you on? Are you on milk? Well, it's time to get a little bit of meat in. Believing in God, believing in Christ, doing what he wants us to do. Are you still on milk? It is time to get off the milk and to start chewing. You know, a baby is on milk for so often, so long, and then they start with the vegetables or fruits that have been mushed up. Then they start eating little table food. They start eating a little meat, very little. You see, this is what we need to do. We need to be meat eaters in the Holy Spirit and not milk drinkers. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. These broadcasts are expensive. Would you help me? Would you send in an offering in the name of the Lord Jesus? And I want to remind you of the School of the Holy Spirit. It starts July 8th, 2018. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.